Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
The Zone, the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Never heard the version of this song with the hockey horn in there.
How about that? Remix.
Yeah. Let's bring in Christopher Martell from Fox Sports Tennessee and the Neutral Zone. Chris, what's going on this morning?
Not much, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. The Preds kind of lost a tough one against Tampa Bay a couple nights ago in overtime. Kyle Turris was back. He scored a power play goal. He really played well. Do you feel like he's back in the lineup to stay, especially with some of the injury situations they have?
Well, I kind of hope so. I mean, you could expect Nashville to most likely probably call someone up from Milwaukee. That would be my guess, especially with Granlund having a lower body injury now and them sending back Matthew Olivier. I expect them to make a call up. But at the same time, I kind of still expect Kyle Turris to be in the lineup. He's scratched for 7 games, and the first game back, he has a goal and an assist. And in my opinion, what was a, hey, let's not scratch me again kind of moment. I think there, in my opinion, there's no reason for him to not be in the lineup. I mean, he's given you no reason to scratch him like this. So, especially after his performance on Tuesday night, I don't see any reason why he shouldn't be in lineup on Saturday.
You knew the defense corps was going to be different going into this season with some of the changes that were made, but has this team struggled more defensively than they might have even imagined?
You know, it's a difficult question to really look at because, you know, this is a defense that you're used to having, I guess, not necessarily star caliber players. I mean, because you have all-star talent when you look at Roman Josi, Matias Ekholm, and Ryan Ellis. Those guys alone are just above and beyond what you would expect from a defensive corps. But at the same time, you still have Dante Fabro that's growing into his role, and you have a veteran in Dan Hamius that's essentially the third pair, and then you have a mix between Matt Irwin and Yannick Weber for that third defensive pairing. But at the same time, you're looking at a team that has collectively given up a total of 86 goals for the season. And that's it's not necessarily bad, but it's not necessarily good. It's 11th best in the league, but you're not looking, or excuse me, it's 11th worst in the league. And you're not looking to be, in the low 20s, 30s for goals allowed in the year. You're looking to be, on the exact opposite, and that's usually where Nashville is. So defensively, are they where they need to be at? No, of course not. I think if you asked anybody that question, they would very clearly say that defense is an issue for Nashville right now, which is weird because it's never been an issue for Nashville, at least the last decade. So I'm still a believer in let's give it a little bit more time. I think, of course, you know, 27 games is a lot of time, and, Fabro is still growing, especially in that second-line role. But I don't know past that what else they're going to do besides maybe a trade to get another defenseman.
From the Neutral Zone in Fox, Tennessee, Christopher Martell is our guest on the Wake Up Zone.
Well, Chris, talking about trading, do you think this is the track that Kyle Turris is going down as far as the coaches in their decision and management? Because I mean, even if he continues to play and then they come, you know, guys get healthy, it seems like he's going to go back to on the bench and not dressing. So what are the options that actually the Predators can do with him?
You know, that's a really good question because, honestly, I don't think there's a lot that the Predators can do with Kyle Turris. And I think a lot of it has to do with his contract. I mean, this is a guy who is making $6 million after this season for the next 4 more. And that really is kind of an albatross when you're looking at trying to deal away a contract of that caliber. Now, there are other teams out there that may have something that fits the mold for the Predators, in not in lieu of a contract like this, but maybe of a matching size, maybe of somewhat close to the same size contract, to where you can kind of say, hey, listen, you know, we're going to be giving, maybe taking an extra million on, what can you do for us? But I don't think a trade is going to be something that happens. Kyle was very adamant in the fact of getting out in front of it and saying, hey, listen, you know, I'm not looking for a trade. Am I frustrated? Yes, I'm frustrated, but I'm not looking for a trade. I want to be in Nashville. I want to play for the team. His wife on her podcast said the same thing about Kyle Turris, that he did not want to leave Nashville. He wanted to be part of the team. David Poile has gone on the record and said Kyle Turris does not want to leave Nashville. He wants to be part of the team. Now, whether the coaching staff wants to continue to say, hey, it's a lineup decision, if they decide to scratch him again, that's their prerogative. But I don't believe, especially with the performance that he had Tuesday night, I mean, he played great hockey. I don't think it's something where we could expect to see him scratch again anytime soon. And in my opinion, I think a trade wouldn't be beneficial to the Predators unless they were to get potentially a defenseman in return. But that's a high price tag for a defenseman to pay for.
Chris, let me paint you this picture. And we've talked about it a ton of times, you know, privately. But, okay, you have a coach who's playing for a general manager who doesn't like to fire coaches, who is playing for an ownership group that absolutely loves the coach. But this is a team that is underperforming. Their high-priced free agent has underperformed over the last 21 games. Grantland, Craig Smith, Johansson. After Saturday, they have 53 games left. 23 of them are at home. They could be staring down the barrel of having to make a run basically done on the road. So I am asking you, I mean, a lot of people are saying, okay, no time to panic. In my opinion, it's time to do something. And I know they're patient, but are they waiting too long?
This is a team that I don't think is really experienced a level of adversity that they're going through right now. They're 5 points out of the Western Conference basement.
Do they need a reality check? That's the other element of this.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking up at the standings at Minnesota.
Yes.
I mean, this is not where you want to be. I mean, you're only 4 points ahead of Chicago, who is clearly one of the worst teams in the entire NHL right now. And that's not where you want to be. And, you know, is it a time for panic? I think it's more of a time for panic than it was maybe a month ago. I mean, this is a team, if you look at how they transgressed through the entire month of November, what, they won a total of four games in the month of November, and two of those were the back-to-back against St. Louis, one against Detroit, and one against Carolina. That's an entire month of November. They won a total of four games. That's not something you can do. But the big question, I think, is, will you see David Poile potentially fire a coach? I don't think you see that during the season. And I think it would take the Predators missing the playoffs before it were to happen. And, do I think that's the right path? Personally, I don't. I think if you're going through an issue like this, maybe you need to pull a trigger and make an adjustment.
So you don't think they're in denial?
That's a good question. I mean, denial is I think at this point in time, I don't think they're ready to accept the fact that there's a major issue. Maybe denial is a good way to put it. But I think, you know, because you look at what Poile said this past week, and he talked about, you know, especially when they start talking about Kyle Turris, he said, you know, a lot of us making the best decisions he can to put the best lineup on the ice. But the best lineup on the ice isn't making a dent against the opposition. And when your best lineup, including big-name players like Matt Duchene and Ryan Johansson and Philip Forsberg, aren't doing what they need to be doing, that's a major problem. I mean, these guys are making big-time money, and they're not even in – the only person that's in double digits of goals of those three is Philip Forsberg with 10. You know, I think if this continues through the month of December, and the Predators find themselves flirting with the absolute bottom of the West, maybe even closer to the bottom of the entire league, it wouldn't surprise me if the seat started to get a little bit hotter.
Real quick, so, who gets the call up? Is it going to be Tolvanen? Is it going to be Pitlick? Who do you think it's going to be?
Well, I can go ahead and tell you it's probably not going to be Tolvanen. Tolvanen hasn't looked good at all this year.
Yeah.
If it was my guess, it would be Yakov Trenin.
Yeah, Trenin, yeah.
Trenin was the AHL Player of the Week last year. He's got 14 goals, 12 assists in 19 games. He's lighting it up in Milwaukee. If anybody's going to get called up, I would guess it would be him.
Christopher Martel, always great. We appreciate the time.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you later. From the Neutral Zone on 104.5 The Zone, and, of course, Fox Tennessee, you can read his outstanding coverage on Twitter during games.